We are reading select excerpts from on the topic of everything is attained through the force of prayer. We're in excerpt number 15. Should we start?
As much as we read and study circles, lines, worlds, patsufim, infinite details that we don't know anything about and we hardly understand the words, but not the content of the patsufim and not the actions or anything. And what's interesting is that all of this, all in all, is attained only through a request. I don't have to be wise. It's written about that. It's not the wise who study, who learn. I don't have to know anything, not the wise who studies. I just have to try and ask. And to ask, we see little children, if they discover adhesion towards the upper one, they obligate the upper one to do everything for them. That's it. The world belongs to the youngsters. That's why we have to try and know how to turn to the upper one in order to receive everything, to cause Gemar Tikkun, our correction, the correction of the world, to speed up our path, to guard us from evil, to help us advance to the good, for connection in the ten, for each and everything. It's all attained through the force of prayer. And if I yearn for the wisdom to know how to do it more than the prayer, then my work is incorrect. Because all the forces are in the Creator. All actions start from Him. But who activates all these actions? Me, the small one. Just like in our world, the world is built for the youngsters. What does that mean? That the babies that are born, they demand the world to be prepared for them. So let's use this world correctly that is built for us.
No, Dudi.
Well, Dudi, let's read. What's written?
Excerpt number 15 from Baal HaSulam. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. Because one is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, of adhesion, which is called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you instead a desire to bestow.
Questions? None. Okay. Let's keep going.
There is, if you want, Tzvika.
PT-19. Oh, there's Tzvika. Okay.
I never understood this concept of my sons defeated me. What, can I beat the Creator? There's such a thing.
Yes, the Creator wants you to be wiser, stronger, and to bug Him and to demand of Him. he supposedly doesn't want, supposedly lazy. He's avoiding doing something, and he's leaving you a place to awaken him. He wants you to ask.
You know what the thing is? And he's telling me, I gave you the will to receive, and you're asking for me to give you in place of it a desire to bestow.
Yeah.
So what's the thing here?
It's for you to ask this instead of that.
What's this in place of that?
Instead of the will to receive that the Creator created in you, you will ask Him, give me the desire to bestow.
Look, Rav Leitman, can I really defeat the Creator? Does it seem to you?
He built it in a way that you can convince Him, you can bend Him that He will give you the desire to bestow.
And that's called to defeat Him?
Yes.
Nice.
That's why it's called, my sons have defeated me. Listen to what you're reading. You have defeated me. And he's happy about it.
Only if the force of bestowal, the quality of bestowal comes, then it's considered that I can defeat him, seemingly.
You defeat him by him giving to you. He himself gives you the quality of bestow instead of the quality of reception that he created in you.
There's a meaning he seemingly brings me to the torments of hell, and only on that I can work, seemingly. That's it.
I'll let it be that way. All these depictions will still change.
Okay.
In my eyes, you're not disconnected from hope yet.
God willing.
Oh.
PT 31.
Rav, it was written, and the prayer brings contentment to the Creator. Even when there's no answering of the prayer, even when it's not whole,
even that you are as you are, if you turn to Him, by this you're ascribing yourself to Him. By this you are crowning Him as the upper force that you depend on. Already by that, you're bringing Him joy. And the fact that you don't know how to ask, like a baby, that's His problem already. You try and be closer to Him and to demand. And the most important is, if we all together now connect together and grab Him and cry out to Him, just like babies next to the adult, that He will help us, that He will take us upward to Him and raise us on His hands and give us all the corrections and a hug, that is what we're asking for. And he's not lacking, not the forces or the heart to help us with it. He's just lacking that question from us, that plea that we will obligate him, because he can't give without a demand.
Asia.
Asia.
How does the prayer correct the relations between us and between us to the Creator? How does the prayer do that?
The prayer, we have to see how there's two articles in the Zohar, the raising of the prayer and the answering of the prayer. And that's where it's explained, how prayer goes through all the degrees until Ein Sof. And how from Ein Sof, it takes that light destined for your correction and your filling and goes down to you and does it. That's something we should read, those two articles, no problem.
Dudi.
We'll send it to the friends.
Yes, send it to them and then we might read it together. It's very good. Tel Aviv
4.
Rav, we learned earlier about the screens and the work in the lines. What is the prayer in such a state? where there's specifically, where on one hand there's resistance, and on the other hand there's a desire, meaning to raise a prayer. So, what's that work?
That work is the work between us in order to connect, and then from between us to the Creator, that's from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, to connect between us, all of us together, and to demand of Him to take care of us. That's all of our work, all in all. That's only in that.
Woman Internet.
Woman Internet.
Mark 36. Common prayer to the Creator in the 10. What can testify that it's bringing contentment to the Creator?
If we, even in corporeality, are aiming ourselves to the Creator and we want to reach Him, to demand from Him, just like children turning to the mother, so from that, she feels pleasure, contentment, that the Creator has what to give. He has the forces, He has the desire, He has everything. And if He receives that demand from us, so He enjoys Himself.
But is there something that can testify that the Creator is receiving contentment?
Kabbalists say it, and we learn it from all the degrees of the worlds, because the upper degree always enjoys receiving the light from it, because to the extent that we receive from it, it itself grows, gets fatter.
WH, what's the difference between wanting to know what to do and prayer? Do we not pray to the Creator to give us the ability to perform corrections? What should we ask for?
We should ask for everything that we read, but that we want. And for sure, we'll get an answer. Even if we feel or can't, like babies, that they don't feel what we're doing, so they cry out. We do something for them. They work according to instincts. They don't know who they're crying to. They don't even know who they're crying to. They don't know who's taking care of them. But we, the parents, do know that they're crying out to us and we're obligated for them and taking care of them. That's how it is with the Creator. So see how simple it is. So to constantly ask. As much as we connect between us, our request will be more prepared for the response of the Creator. Because all in all, where can we feel the result, the response of our request? That between us, the states will get better, we'll come closer to one another, and in the connection between us, start revealing the Creator. In the intensity of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayechida.
Hola.
Next.
18.
The efforts between us define who we're turning to the extent in which we grow more the Creator, the truer state reveal, is that right?
Yes. It's written, I wish he prayed all day. That there really isn't a problem to constantly turn and pray. And as we read of the Ari students, right? That they used to...
Do you mean the Ramchal?
Yeah, Ramchal. They had like a duty. That like every hour, a couple of all the students would turn to the Creator and ask for everybody. And then, after an hour, the next couple from the friends, and that's how they were constantly in a plea to the Creator. It really helps. We'll do it at one point.
PT 38, can we together put conditions before the Creator?
Of course. That's what he's asking for. That the main thing for us, if we connect and turn to him, or if we want to connect and to turn to him, that instantly affects it. It's the prayer, the plea, the request, the most correct one, if we either turn for the connection between us, or we already connect between us and turn to him. That is giving him pleasure like none else. That's called, my sons have defeated me.
Allah.
Next.
Moscow 19. What does equivalence of form with the Creator depend upon?
What depends?
Equivalence of form with the Creator.
Depends on the connection between us. As much as we're able to connect between us, whether we know how to do it or not, but the actual connection, as much as it is burning in us, and we want to ascribe this to him, because only he knows how to connect it, and being revealed in our connection. It's the best prayer, and he can't not answer it.
Chile.
Chile, when we come to the state of bestowal, will the will to receive be erased from our rishimo, from our records, or will there be a balance between both states?
The will to receive will never be erased. It will get a form in order to bestow. And then, by this intention to bestow, we can reach revelation of the Creator between us and connect with him, that also the will to receive, which is opposite of the Creator, and our intention to bestow that resembles the Creator, these two forces will be working together. That's called darkness will shine as light. And then we'll really reach a state where everything can open up. Gemar Tikkun.
USA, does there need to be intention in the prayer?
Intention is, what am I aiming towards? What do I want to attain? So obviously it needs to be. Without an intention, the action doesn't count as an action, because it's all weighed and measured according to the intention.
Mark 25, how to unite in the prayer from a good state and not under the threats of the modern world.
We have supposedly two reasons for returning to spiritual work, either corporeal reasons of this world from problems that each of us have, all of us together, and so on. Or a more higher, exalted reason, that we want to bestow contentment to the Creator, that he is the reason, and not that we are the reason. Let's hope we reach states that specifically to give contentment to the Creator will be the reason that constantly obligates us to be in closeness between us and to him.
WH,
at the moment I feel prayer only of myself. When will we feel the prayers of one another?
To the extent that you connect between you, can start talking about it more, you can start performing the prayer more, and that's how it will be revealed.
PT 25. Are we already ready now for the Ramchal duty for such an intensive demand?
I don't think it's worth doing yet, but soon we'll get there.
But
don't be haste about it. That from today, everybody, let's start. No. The main thing is that we will scrutinize these states between us, come close, and do it. Don't worry, it'll all be revealed.
That's it for the time being. Thank you.
Good. I'm really thanking the women and also the men. Let's pray together for all the wars to stop in our world and all the resistance, and that there won't be any cause of war, that we'll all just connect as brothers, that all in all, we are under one force, and that we'll all have also one creator, one earth, and one sky. Let's ask for peace. Peace, the word shalom comes from shlemut, from wholeness for all. We're not lacking anything except for the good relationships between us. Let's ask for that. And that's it for now, Dudi.
Amen. We will conclude our lesson with that. Thank you to Rav, to other friends, and we will sing a song together.